15 minutes, I would say, was just BS. Like, oh, tell me how you start your day. What time do you get up? Are you working out? Like, what do you eat for breakfast? How long are you working? So she, and again, it was just a non-answer. She told us about how her mother was, you know, a single mother, and she grew up whatever. And
I wonder what would happen if we asked her mother. Donald Trump did the interview with Joe Rogan, 3 hours, and he was a tank. All right, everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours. It's been one hell of a week. As you're all aware, it is T-minus 48 hours until the end of the election.
Damn, is it that soon already?
By the moment this goes live, it should be 48 hours before polls close.
Wow.
And we have a couple of things that we want to discuss with you. A recap of this week from your average American business owners, mom and dad. Just a little tidbit of information on what we've experienced this week you may have missed from the other side of the aisle. Enjoy. Like, comment, and subscribe. First and foremost, this week has been Trump's week. Trump got a job at McDonald's.
Oh my gosh. Alert the press. Oh wait, they know.
So it started the end of last week after we recorded. He got a job at McDonald's, worked at McDonald's. Everyone was like, he's a joke. He's doing this. Kamala worked there. I was like, dude, I don't care if Kamala did or didn't work there. All I know is she put out an AI picture of her working there.
Mm-hmm.
An edited photo of somebody else.
They found the original already.
Unfortunately, that's a loss for her. If she can't prove it, just don't say it.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you that I worked for GameStop. I have no pictures of me working at GameStop. Like, I know I worked there. I've got payroll stubs. I could bring those out. But I'm not going to put out photos that I had a Midjourney make or somebody Photoshop.
Create one out of thin air.
Yeah. It's very interesting for somebody to go as low and then immediately delete it afterwards. Like, oops, we didn't mean to.
Yeah, I don't know who made this meme. I don't know, because Trump people will make fun of Trump right along with him.
Yeah,
Kamala people will try to eat him alive. I don't know who created it. But the funniest thing I saw was a picture of Donald Trump working in the McDonald's. And it said, hey, the manager needs to speak to you. Your background check came back. You can't work here.
Not even qualified to work. He's not qualified technically because of his felonies to work at McDonald's.
But it made me think of that Good Charlotte song back in the day.
But funny enough, under Kamala, there was like an amnesty program to get felonies sealed back in the day. So she did, I will say, that's kind of cool. Good for her. I did also find out, did you know that who the DA was that went after Corinthian College?
Was it her?
Kamala Harris is the
she
reason
got us
we
our
got,
money back.
We got our student loans forgiven by Kamala Harris. That's nuts.
I'm still benefiting from that degree, and I don't have to pay my student loan, so I'll give her
we,
that.
We appreciate you. We do. It was like fucking 15 grand for me. It was almost 100 for her. It was good money.
Yeah.
But, and we did. We needed it at the time. But I didn't even realize it was her until a Freudian slip that she put out instead of, I went after transnational criminals and predatory banks with home crisis and then student loans. And I was like, that sounds familiar. Oh, wait, we got student loans because of predatory lending for veterans and single mothers and all kinds of fun stuff.
Before that, it was just a for-profit school. That's where.
But you were a single mom at the time when you applied.
Okay.
So, just saying. By the law, don't get mad at me. By the law, you weren't married.
I had no children.
This was past 2016, right?
No, I graduated in 2013.
I kind of swore you got the forgiveness. No, because I reached out to
I
you
got
in 2016.
I got the forgiveness, yeah. After I graduated, they went for the forgiveness, but I graduated.
All that matters is the forgiveness.
Correct.
They look at you like, okay, you're unmarried, you have a child, boom, bing, bing, boom, from the census. Yeah. Doesn't matter, you're a single mother. That's all that matters. If I had a kid, I'd be a single father. I got a dependent. If I was living off of somebody's...
Technically, if you're not married, you're still a single mother or a father, even if you're actively in that relationship.
This is why I wifed her up real quick before my child was born.
All of those who try to weasel into the funds.
I know. Put a ring on it.
Well, so then you can't qualify for the single parent stuff.
Divorce. You know, you're not supposed to say the word divorce, apparently.
Like, divorce. I've heard the super...
Divorce.
I've heard the superstition about never speak that word into existence in your relationship.
I know when we first got together and we first got married, we didn't talk about it at all. And I was like, I'm never getting divorced. I will die before divorce. Like, so it's just one of those things. I don't think it matters. I don't do anything stupid. You don't do anything stupid. And don't get caught doing anything stupid. You see all those dumb things. But Kamala Harris, that's the only thing she's done good for us. And then I was looking at the policies and all her statements because it has been the word salad we're used to. Until it became more of a rhetoric of Hitler.
So yeah, that was wild.
It went from that to fascist to her calling him to a degree of Hitler. And then we had MSG, or Madison Square Garden, happen. And I will say Madison Square Garden was hilarious. It was a comedy's gold mine, a comedian's gold mine. And Tony Hinchcliffe.
I love him. Kill Tony.
Kill Tony's great. He's a good guy. He may have been in the wrong crowd for this one. But he made a comment that back in 2016, shit, back all the way to 2012, people have called Puerto Rico an island of floating garbage because they've had a huge garbage problem. And I will find...
Like literal trash?
Literal trash.
Okay. Because I've heard all the hot news over what he said. I just didn't watch it for myself, so I don't have the context to have an opinion on it.
We're going to go Global Press Journal 2021, and it's going to say, trash crisis leaves Puerto Rico near the brink. Most Puerto Rican landfills fail to meet federal standards and are almost full. Residents and experts worry the trash will soon overwhelm the region, which it ended up doing. So anyone else can take a read for this, but it's been a source of comedic outpour before. Mm-hmm. Because when you live in shit, things get dirty. Sue me. Tawa Alta, Puerto Rico. Over the years, Benjamin Gonzalez has watched his local landfill grow into a mountain of trash.
Speaks normal.
Okay. It has polluted his city's once pristine ravines. It has tainted the limestone aquifer, and it has left the dark and bubbling puddles that infect the air with an ever-present stench. Quote, there are days that you just can't deal with it, says Gonzalez, who has been a part of a years-long effort to close the dump. The landfill's trash towers are over more than 100 houses. Oh, sorry. The landfill's trash towers over more than 100 houses in Contorno, a neighborhood in Toa Alta, a lush, tranquil city in Puerto Rico's northern coast, once known for its famous writers and poets. Today, residents say it's increasingly known for noxious odors of that trap them inside and the pollution that they suspect has caused serious illness. Mm. Their worries reflect a decades-long of waste management crisis. That's a decade. It's 2021, so 2011, not my 2012 estimate. Management crisis in Puerto Rico that has only worsened in recent years as recycling remains low, even as trash piles up. Now, most people think of Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny, and what's the guy, Living the Vida Loca, Ricky Martin.
There you go.
That guy. Gay. Love his music. He came out and I was like, you go, girl. Fantastic. Came out against it. Was like, Tony Hinchcliffe, racist. Everybody racist. Like that your people suffer with every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know this and you're so invested in the community and Bad Bunny says all these things about, you know, all the white men are buying up the land for the tax problems and hiding their money in Puerto Rico and they're not about it and they're stealing a bunch of beach property and he's trying to fight for this and that. Why don't you fix the fucking landfill with your hundreds of millions of dollars, Bad Bunny? Why? Instead of calling one man racist. maybe address the problem. I would just say that.
It's like, who is it? Akon? He does a hell of work for Africa.
Every time. I see you running and creeping in my shadow. He's about to be.
Yikes.
I don't know. Usher and him and I don't know. I did find it funny. We'll get to it later with how everyone is connected. So Tony Hinchcliffe gets bashed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's called a racist. All the people, Hulk Hogan is there shouting, MAGA, MAGA.
Oh, Elon. I was like, is he a you're not my brother?
And he's like, let's go, Trump 2024, brother. You know, at Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden was the place, if you could sell that out, you were made. You were in the history books. When I was a kid,
honor to be there.
It was the honor. It was Dane Cook, Madison Square Garden. You know, it was Adam Sandler, Madison Square Gardens, freaking Chris Rock, Michael Jackson played there. The greats. If a fight went down in it's happening at Madison Square Garden.
It was a big deal.
It was WrestleMania every time. It was that big. And so he has a rally there. And then people are recording outside and it's all peaceful. Everyone's in love. There's some protesters. Very small amount of protesters in Madison Square, and I'm surprised at how blue New York is.
For New York? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes from, like, Hinchcliffe to, because Donald Trump did the interview with Joe Rogan 3 hours, and he was a tank. Didn't lose a step. As crazy as Trump being for 80-something years old, that's nuts to me. I'm 34. I'm slightly overweight, just under obese. We need a nap. And I need a nap. 3 hours. Neither of them got up to use the bathroom. Apparently, he didn't get up to use the bathroom before or after until they just left.
Wow.
I was like, damn, the waterworks work. So then, the same week, J.D. Vance goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala rejects Joe Rogan. Says, no, you need to come to me. It can only be an hour. It has to be, I'm assuming they have certain requests, etc. But Joe Rogan holds all the power here.
Mm-hmm.
He is the triple M&M, you know, multi mainstream media. Like all the normal M&Ms are dead, whether it's right. Slim Shady. Right.
And it was about the time she was in Texas anyways. And he's like, I'm right up the road. Come see me.
I think he tweeted it, right?
Okay. A couple of days ago, he said, also, for the record, the Harris campaign has not passed on doing the podcast. They offered a date for Tuesday, but I would have to travel to her and they only wanted to do an hour. I strongly feel the best way to do it is in the studio in Austin. My sincere wish is to just have a nice conversation and get to know her as a human being. I really hope we can make it happen.
Yeah, that's it. And people are saying that, you know, she's a coward, and she's never going to do it, and she has everything to fear and everything to lose from doing it, which I understand. Because 3 hours with him is so much different than call her daddy.
Right.
Talking about what your toys and your life is and, you know, what the Gluck Gluck 3000 is. Like, call her daddy is a bit of a different type of show, and she's trying to reach those voters. I get it. And it goes from there, you know, her talking about the Gluck Gluck 3000 and what she's going to do for voters, which is really nothing.
And then creating a map on Fortnite.
Fortnite. We're back to the Fortnite discussion. Freedom USA. And I like Fortnite. I've always liked Fortnite. I played OG Fortnite beta. No skins. No nothing, running around, slow as fuck, trying to shoot people over a hill, and dying to fall damage constantly. Mm-hmm. To now, Freedom USA on page 47 of Creative. Page 47, it's so unliked. Less than 400 players. Can't even shoot a fucking gun. There's no guns. And she loves the Second Amendment. There's no guns in her Fortnite map. They've been taken.
That's crazy. Who took the guns in Fortnite?
Kamala Harris.
Is this predictive of what's to come.
That's all I can. It's a Freudian, you know, joke. But I sent you a video of I think it was Asmund Gold or somebody reacting to the Fortnite map.
I think I watched a moment of that with you, and at that point, no one had played it.
Yeah, I was at the VA when I was watching it. The Kamala Harris Fortnite collab is crazy, and so I'm gonna play this for you.
Oh, the 7:30 to 8:10 snip.
Yeah, something like that. 387 players concurrently. It is on page 13, excuse me. It has no guns. It is not the best fucking game. I played the map. It is horrible. It is horrible. And if it's anything indicative of, like, run and fix your city, blow up buildings, light things on fire, and, like, send emergency services, and there is no guns. If it's indicative of anything that she's going to do for USA, it's very scary. Like, I really think that this is an ideal world for her. Just a bunch of...
terrifying.
Of a bunch of NPCs running in circles, getting off the bus, on the bus, getting off the bus, fixing things, blowing things up, doing things, doing what she wants, no guns. It's Kamala's USA.
She made a Fortnite map. And by she, I mean she probably has no idea about this as her campaign. But there is a Kamala Harris Fortnite map now.
All right. With that said, today I want to talk about Fortnite and Kamala Harris. Two subjects that obviously should never...
Isn't it funny that on the same day that Kamala Harris decided to put out a Fortnite map, Donald Trump decided to drive around in a garbage truck?
...intermingle, because the Harris campaign, one of the most hilariously absurd displays of fiscal irresponsibility I think I've ever seen during a political campaign ever, has decided to make this whole Freedom Town initiative, supposedly reaching out to young gamers slash voters in the process... When you actually look at the entire situation in context, it is just pure comedy.
All right,
first things first, with just days to go in the 2024 presidential cycle, the Harris campaign decided to unveil a new Fortnite map called Freedom Town USA, which is supposed to reach out to young voters and appeal to the gamers, if you will. Actually really funny, but I'll go through step by step from the beginning. For starters, Freedom Town USA, which is what the Harris campaign map is called, and they've even got a whole website for it.
Of course.
Doesn't allow guns. It's called Freedom Town.
So the only thing that you can do in the Democrat city is break buildings and destroy property and loot items? But there's no guns?
So it goes from that to the Hitler, you know, fascist... Tim Walz calls Elon Musk gay, which, yes, you can look it up. I'll put the link up right here.
That Tim Walz's family in Nebraska had shirts made and photos taken saying Walz for Trump 2024. Verified to be his brother, his immediate family out there in Nebraska voting for Trump.
A photo of showing 8 of Tim Walz's family members wearing Nebraska Walz for Trump t-shirts is going viral on social media. The photo is authentic and shows a small portion of Tim Walz's distant cousin who are voting for Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election. We'll tell you the addition of truth or fake. It is true. That is cool. I did not know that. That is the circulated photo of... grade A Americans from Nebraska, the Walz family.
Cornhuskers.
With a big Take America Back sign behind them that says Trump 2024. So it goes from that, and then it finds... Let me find the thing before I talk about it.
So now, I suppose it wasn't too bad, thinking back to that economy. If you're a billionaire, Elon Musk, for example, say... That guy got... Michigan knows that word. Look, that dude got a tax cut and the rest of us got shafted on the whole deal. That's how that worked out.
Yeah, so that is him going, that gay guy calling Elon Musk fucking gay.
I think that was a genuine goof, but he didn't correct himself. He was like, yeah,
He's a vice presidential candidate.
Proof in the pudding.
there is no goof. There is no, you have Parkinson's in the White House and call people garbage.
Which yeah, is my that next, was uncalled for. I think
just in case anyone else on the left, because this was the final straw of the week. So it goes from that. Waltz calls him gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the president of the fucking United States, during all the Puerto Rico stuff, all this drama, calls all Trump supporters garbage.
Yeah, the only garbage is the ones following him.
Yeah, the only garbage I see is his supporters. And it was so clear, so on point, that you could not have mixed anything up.
Mm-hmm.
If you voted for Joe Biden in 2020 and you don't feel some sort of way to the possibility, like, hey, you know, maybe things were better under Trump. Even if you're not voting for Trump now, he's still talking about you. If you like one thing about Donald Trump.
Garbage.
Garbage. That's all America. All of us see something. Whether it's the policy and action he made, somebody he saved, somebody he helped, somebody in one way or another. He's talking about all Americans. He doesn't give a shit about you. And it's his running mate that's now running for president. It shows a lot.
Right.
So Trump did his little, I'm going to go get in a garbage truck. I'm going to run around and talk about this, talk about that. It's all grandiose now.
Right. I saw a bunch of adults for Halloween dressed up by putting a garbage bag on. People are making skits like, I'm going to go vote. So instead of putting on pants, they're putting on a garbage bag.
Mm-hmm. But if I was running for president and my former president said some shit like that, and we already know he's in cognitive decline.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a problem. Everyone's finally kicked him out. I'm the new pick. I'm the new girl on the block. I'm going to distance myself. I'm going to condemn the words of a buffling, boobling idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she doubled down. She doubled down on it. Refused to condemn him.
Right.
It just keeps showing you in the last week, under the pressure she's under, who she really is. Not a president. Not a unifying president, as everyone keeps saying.
Right.
She's going to bring everybody together. Everybody together, yet he's a fascist. He's going to be a dictator day one. Yeah, because he's going to oil, you know, drill, drill, drill. He's and then they tried to say he's going to take the Constitution away.
Right.
I'm like, really? Really? That's good.
Icing on the cake. Yeah. Looked into that, too.
He has so much power as president, you know. He's the commander-in-chief. He's just going to rip up the documents and the...
Right. It's like that's the whole purpose that the Constitution exists, is so that exact thing does not happen.
Exactly. But the fear-mongering is big. Hillary tried it back in 2016.
Yeah. So I looked into that today with the Constitution because I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, the people who hate Trump are really running amok with that line. He's going to dismantle the Constitution. So I went and I'm like doing all my research and I'm like, what would he have to do in order for that to happen? So I'm digging and one, immediately I find out that you can't executive order that.
Yeah.
That's out the window. Couldn't happen if he wanted it to. So then I'm like, how would one go about dismantling it? And there isn't an answer because it can't be done. So the closest he could do would be an amendment. But in order to get an amendment, you still need 2/3 of the vote for the House and the Senate. And then it still has to be ratified by 75% of the state.
And, you know, when Trump was president, he could not call on troops to go and mow down civilians. Couldn't do it.
Right.
There was no law saying that he could have armed forces kill any civilians or people on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't deploy the armor or the military or the U.S. Army on normal civilian ground.
Well, so
U.S. soil.
Explain this one part to me then, because I know in the oath that they take, it's against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. So when there are enemies domestic, can troops not be deployed?
No. So you can't, unless there has to be like a severe, crazy shit. There's little ins and outs. But he can't just be like, you know what, Pennsylvania, I don't like you talking shit because this is perfect. Goodbye. 50,000 troops.
Sayonara.
Bend the fucking knee. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
Can't
send
do that.
Send in my dragons.
Yeah. Khaleesi. Dracarists.
Oh my gosh.
You're fired, Dracarists.
Somebody needs to make a little reel out of that one.
I made the redneck one was great. But
just a Trump saying Dracarys.
It was a great show. It's the best show it's ever made. Dracarys, you're fired. Like The Apprentice season 15. Just saying. So going into that and what his powers are limited to, because everyone thinks he's just going to hit the red button. He's going to take all of everything away and make you fight for it all again, and it's going to be civil war. Give me a fucking break. The man did 4 years of fighting for you to be able to live your life with as minimal interference as possible. Like, minimal.
And what's funny to me is I went to college. I got my degree. I sucked in high school. I was a ghost. Catch me outside. Okay. But I at least remember my teacher constantly talking about the checks and balances as far as government goes. Like, yeah, you have the president of the United States, commander in chief, but his power is still limited and there's still checks and balances to keep him in
because
check.
He's one third of the government. That's the idea. He's the top of the pyramid. Yes.
Right.
You got House, the Senate, president, you know, or House and Congress and, you know.
Right. Like there's even limits to what he can veto.
Yeah. Because they could just go around him. But the crazy thing is, and what fucking Biden and Harris put through, they snuck it through, and even Joe Rogan's talked about this, is the executive order to allow them to use physical force to fire upon any U.S. citizen, whether it's in protest or crazy time, civil war.
At will.
They can now sic the U.S. Army on civilians.
Wow.
It wasn't a law. There wasn't a provision for it. It was against, nay, never. And so, the power of the president could not happen until the last 60 days. And nobody knew it was in there until somebody was like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, shit. What would happen? Oh, let me ask a lawyer. Oh, that's exactly what it means. Well, shit. If he doesn't want to secede on January 6th, we could have January 6th, 2024 with the government going like, come and take it, big boy.
What really piqued my fear, which I always get scared that the president, don't matter who's sitting, I always get this idea that the president's going to pull the card that's never been pulled. But if you are sitting president in an active time of war, you don't have to move.
And we've always been in an active time of war since Bush.
But what's spooked me after you told me that part, because I don't know if we've had a time to talk since you mentioned that to me briefly earlier, is technically Biden could retire or rescind from his seat right now and Kamala would sit it. Because she's next in line should something happen to him.
And then just
and
executive
then now
order.
She has that military power.
And then executive order. But people drew this out 4 months ago. Like 4 months ago when he was starting to waver and whatnot. Tim Pool even stated, here's how they're going to deny the results of the 2024 election. They are going to vote him as ineligible. Even
and then
as the sitting president-elect 47th president of the United States, they will declare
48.
Him. No, he'd be 45 and 47.
Okay.
Yeah. 45.
I see what you're getting at.
47. Ineligible.
Mm-hmm.
By whatever bullshit. And then just not let him move in. That's crazy. Could you imagine you just spent $1 billion, probably 500 million. Of the American people's money who donated, campaigned, and fought for you. And then you think you can just Avada Kedavra or Wingardium Leviosa, just a flick of a wrist and a little fucking J.K. Rowling bullshit, and it's magicked off to Never Neverland, and nobody's going to fight for that? I'm a father of two, and I had this conversation about, well, why did that? I was like, if some crazy shit like that happened, whether it was Harris or it was Trump, I think any outrage to that degree that's worth fighting for, because that's historic. That's something that shapes the future of not just us, but the entire world going forward.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
As far as validating results, I saw that, I believe it was Pennsylvania already had a thing where I think they had some NASCAR, some Grand Prix thing going. And along the screen of their game showed the results of 52% to Harris, 47% to Trump, and 100% of the votes precincts counted. Yeah. Counted.
It's crazy, because how would they have this information?
And then today I saw somebody who apparently took their phone into the voting booth with them. Mm-hmm. And so they're touching the screen trying to hit Trump, and it would not select it. So he's hitting his knuckle, his finger, his other thing. And then all of a sudden it highlighted Harris.
So we all know, if you're using a computer, computers are not infallible, mm-hmm. right? There has been, whether it's Apple pays a bounty of $1 million per hacking if you can verify an exploit. Problem. Dominion does not pay $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You can make more than $1 million depending on your exploit. But I'm sure there's people, because even a Pennsylvania senator leaked Dominion passcode to their voting system three or four months ago until an investigator found out and brought it up to her. Then they changed the passcodes. But that entire time, voter registration, voter rolls, voter info, all was accessed by the media. The entire time. That's tens of thousands of voters. Now, Virginia's still fighting President Biden. They have a lawsuit currently. Virginia removed around 2,500 voters.
Mm-hmm.
Ineligible non-American citizens that have voted in previous elections without verified status of being an American citizen. It's the only thing required. To vote in our elections, you must be either American born or American citizen. We do not want...
End of age.
Yeah, end of age. That's the only thing that we want. It's a law, it's a fact, it's federal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, giving people the ability, because they have an ID card that says temporary status, or like, you know, asylum seekers, things like that. I know what they're trying to do. It's not technically illegal, but it is very morally questionable to the law. Because if you just say, hey, well, I'm going to bring in 20 million people, give them protected status, because they really need, they're fighting poverty in their own cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not crime. It's not mayhem. It's not their collapse of, you know, their entire world. It's really just poverty, which is not a protected asylum class to get Correct. Approved. And then you say, well, why didn't you just vote for me? I think that would make for kind of like a mistrial. Like, okay, let's fix our voting system and then we can do this again. But so as I was saying, Virginia, 2,500 removed. They removed it. Governor of Virginia, done. Fucking Joe Biden sued him. The Biden administration is suing Virginia to put them back on the rolls.
Wow.
The standing president.
Sitting.
The hobbling president of the United States is suing a state for protecting our right to vote. One of our oldest traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to undermine it. By fact, he's trying to undermine it. And people tell me that 2020 had to have been fair.
Yeah, let me get into that real quick.
I don't care what anyone says about whatever facts from here on out. They are suing a standing governor for protecting the right to vote.
Right. Nobody's raising eyebrows.
No, nobody's talking about it.
Convenient.
It's batshit crazy to the point where if Trump did this, he would be impeached.
Oh.
Shot. Tarred and feathered. That's
already happened. Other than
yeah, oh, yeah, shit. Feather. You're right. It's maddening to me. That's where I stand with it. I think Biden is a, in the words of Hillary Clinton, he's an illegitimate president. After I found that out, I was like, there's no facts here. There's nothing you can give me that says that this election is going to be 100% American.
Honest. Yeah. I got into the Arizona thing because Arizona, it's within the last 3 months. So I looked at the voting population in the state of Arizona. They have a voting population of 5 million approximately. Yeah. 750,000 votes were found from the last election to not be by actual citizens, by people that their vote should not have been counted. That's almost 20% for the one state. That can't be the only state that's happened to.
And then people say that there was no widespread fraud. I understand when you start talking about the legality of the word. Okay, let's say it's not fraud. Let's say it wasn't intentional. Let's say these people just expected, now they're in America, they are Americans, they have the right. Okay, if that's the case, show me that you filed your taxes. I would give them the right to vote the moment they paid their taxes. That's fair. Work a fucking job and pay taxes.
Full year.
Not no bullshit, McDonald's, 15 hours a week at $15, 3 months, you get on unemployment, you live off Social Security and welfare because you got injured. I'm just saying, there's a lot of people that are fucking the systems right now that aren't in the system. And because they're not in the system, they get paid. I know a man who's currently living in Oklahoma that makes near $5,000 a month, and he is not a citizen. And does he work? Sure he works. Odd jobs.
When he feels like it.
I'm not going to bust him out on this podcast. Good for you. But our taxes are higher for people like this because there's a huge deficit of spending on people like this. Mm-hmm. Not just Ukraine and all the rest, but Israel. So when it comes to the election, what Donald Trump says is make it too big to steal. Everyone needs to go out and vote. If you don't know where to vote, go to iwillvote.com, vote.gg, vote.org, any vote.something.
Type vote into Google. It'll tell you.
It will fucking find you a place to go. We are going on Tuesday, and we are going to stand in line and handle our business. Free, fair election. A free and, you know, dubious election. We'll say that. After all the things, and you can all just go on X, Google, when it's not being, you know, pressured. But the narrow field of view that you're given nowadays is dire for what happens on the streets versus what happens in your living rooms. The media doesn't give a shit. It's so much different. Just today, we saw that ballots were found on the side of the fucking road.
In the freeway.
The freeway. How are there ballots on a freeway?
They were already encased in like the...
sealed, signed, ready to file.
Mm-hmm.
On a fucking freeway. In what state? I just put ballots found, and I'm about to cry.
In a storm drain in California, yes. And in Florida.
Stack of mail ballots in a storm drain. Sierra Man found a stack. And then another stack was found on top of a post box in Southern California. Very concerned. Stolen ballots found in Orange County storm drain. California man found a stack here.
Florida was the freeway.
So apparently also in Chicago, a stack of ballots was found in a storm drain.
Ballots found dumped on Highway 17 in San Jose.
That's crazy. So two different storm drain stories.
Clear across the country from each other.
That's nuts. What the hell? There's just been a slew of incidents when it comes to this. The first one that I saw was there was fires in Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
In ballot boxes. Just don't use ballot boxes. Go to the post office. And if you don't got time, just make sure it's by like 5 p.m. on election day. Drop it where you need to drop it. Back to the Biden thing again. They are suing companies for trying to put voter protection in place. Alex Jones and a couple others decided to put cameras up. Say that, hey, we're going to protect and make sure that we monitor these ballot drop boxes. Cease and desist. Can't do that. Biden, Harris, whatever, local governments saying, no, you can't do
that's
this.
That's weird.
It's very weird because after fires were broken out, people were essentially bombing these ballot boxes in very red places in Oregon and Washington, which is kind of crazy. I don't get why. Let somebody fucking protect it. 2020, I didn't care about, you know, a lot of the burning and looting that was going on because it wasn't my store. I just cared about my store at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Post, I was like, man, that sucks. I wish we could all do something if it was closer. You know, if I didn't just have a newborn, I would have been helping in some way. The business owners, not the marching. The people that lost their livelihoods, you know, right. Your average corner store owner. But there were people that they were calling militia members. They were on top of buildings with AK-47s and rifles. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I was in the front of my store with a 12-gauge shotgun that wasn't registered in my name. But I was there. I said I was going to stay at the shop. Remember, we were going to board up the windows because in downtown Sacramento, there was all kinds of...
Everybody was walking, well,
they burned so many stores.
And it's hard to rebuild for a small business anyways, but especially with the costs of everything in California, oh my...
We were insured, but they still, when shit was going on, decided to call it acts of terror.
Yeah, and California...
Avoids the insurance.
California insurance is trying to get out of there anyways, so that any...
This was 2020, and there was nobody to fight for us, so we had to fight for ourselves. And it was almost like the Wild West. People were smashing windows and running and grabbing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it was helpful and a peace of mind to have some protection. The same thing goes for these ballot boxes. To protect democracy, have the patriots that want to help. Don't hinder them.
Right.
They're
accept
not like,
the help that's given. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
It's not like these people are out there to try and intimidate or deflect people from going there. They're not talking about talking to anyone.
Right.
At a distance, let us set up cameras. Nobody will know we're there so that we have evidence.
Mm-hmm. When somebody comes, we got them on camera.
Exactly.
Caught them.
Cease and desist. That tells you nothing about your candidate and your party. Of the twisted nature that's going on. I'm going to leave with this. How many people have come out and supported Kamala Harris? Give me some names.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce, J-Lo.
That was today, yeah.
Oh.
Eminem. Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion's mom. I don't know why she's famous. Maybe she took something, too, from the back end. Then you got Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary, Liz Cheney. That's 10. I know there was others from the parties. What's the names? There are plenty of people that are coming out in support in the weirdest ways. Not just Eminem with his shoulders down, like, I don't really want to be here. Cap on. Even Jennifer fucking Lawrence or Jennifer Gardner. Sorry. Jennifer Gardner came out in support. It was like, ooh, is there anything sexier than a man who's like Harris and Waltz? No, there's plenty of things sexier. If I was a man who was Waltz and Harris and going, freedom, life, liberty.
What's really crazy?
Jennifer Gardner. Electra. Woo!
What's really crazy to me, or scary, I guess, is let's say Kamala wins, mm-hmm. and let's say she wins honestly. I don't like Tim Walz. Something about him gives me the eebie-jeebies. I feel like he's probably a real-life weirdo, mm-hmm. if something should happen to Kamala while she's sitting, he sits next. That's terrifying.
You know, there was a lot of claims about him taking out youngins and being involved in things as a teacher where he had to resign. None of them have been proven. There's a lot of hearsay online. But it matches what we all feel. He's a person I would walk around if he tried to talk to me on the street. I would even not Kamala. Let my kids near him. He rubs me in the way, the same way, like, he's going to have that inappropriate conversation with your children when you're not around at a barbecue, and then you're going to... Yeah. This is a dad thing. You leave your kids with kids,
that's
and
a
then...
dad thing.
your kids are playing and whatnot mm-hmm. on a barbecue, and this is always an idea where, all right, we're at a family gathering, and your kids are playing around.
He's the weird fucking uncle.
And you keep an eye out, because there's always a weird fucking person, whether it's an uncle, a cousin, a friend, who gets annoyed with one of the kids and then says something out of pocket, whether it's something adult or something threatening. Clayton was the weird person at one point where he ended up threatening to beat a child who was 5 or 6 and put him in the hospital.
Big man.
Big man. Always been a big man. But that's my brother, who was 7 years older than me. I believe at the time, I want to say he was near 22 or 23 years old, threatened his then cousin Ben's child, who was 5 or 6, who was throwing ice cubes at people. They were small ice cubes. And it wasn't like go to your father and tell him to stop. It was just a straight threat. That kid dropped everything and probably never looked at him the same.
A verbal thrashing.
A thrashing in front of everyone. To this day, I remember it. I'd be scared for my kids.
Right. You weren't even on the receiving end of
it. Yeah. I was 20 feet away and I heard it all. Mm-hmm. And I'm still like, there's always that one weird person. Not saying that Clayton would do anything now. But back then he was a weird fucking kid. Mm-hmm. Young adult. You just have to keep an eye open for. Tim Walz is that person that if you were at a barbecue, okay, who's the threat here? Where's the exits? Where can my kids get hurt? You know, like, I still look at sharp corners and crazy shit because of Khaleesi. She will barrel roll into a fucking knife end on a table. It is what she is.
Just so unobservant.
Unobservant, and she loves to do crazy shit. Love her for it. Experience her life. But I don't want somebody rolling up to her and going, you know, this is not how you do X, Y. It's not your fucking
not point. Your place.
Not your place.
Back up, buddy.
Bag the fuck up. That's my job.
Even Kamala has made comments when asked, like, why she chose Walz
over Shapiro. Which,
in honor, like,
thank God.
Being honest about it, not somebody that was trying to, like, why'd you choose that guy? But she was like, oh, haha, you know, I was sleep deprived 3 days. I didn't get to sleep. Hee hee, haha. And I'm like, what a bout of confidence for the guy that we're supposed to trust as VP. It doesn't sound like you trust him.
Well, you know, and then past all of his. Tiananmen Square, he's a knucklehead, stolen valor, can't load a fucking shotgun. Tampon Tim has done a very good job at showing us how bad of a job he's doing. Everything is public. He may be a beautiful guy. He may be a guy I'll sit down and have a cigar with. I don't know. I just know no kids should be in contact with him.
You know, I've seen...
It's a vibe as a father that I get.
I've seen J.D. Vance do a couple talk shows, speak publicly, do a couple. I've not heard other than that one weird.
Well, he did the View and, you know, sat there and going, well, you know, I've said that I was a knucklehead and I said that I didn't talk about that. He still avoided a lot of answers and said, oh, you know, I told him I wasn't a great debater, but I did really good homework and I can always answer your question. But. I'm just not good at debates. It's like, then what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
This industry of politics.
The next 4 years is debating, yeah, buddy.
Your whole job is going to be governance over a large populace.
You and a room full of other grown men and women are going to be going back and forth over who's got the better idea and why.
And trade politics. Like, hey, tariffs, bills, DTFs, you know, things you're going to do, or sorry, not DTFs, DFTs or whatever the fuck it is, foreign trade affairs, mm-hmm. foreign trade affairs, all kinds of things you're going to go over. Not the person I would have chose. No. So let's say Harris and Waltz win. Day one, I'm not moving like some of you people. All you MAGA supporters need to move out of country. No, bitch, it's my country too. The idea being, I will give it the college try to support whoever sits in office, depending how much they fuck it up in the first 90 days. Because if she does the same shit Biden did, just order, 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 rescind, 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 fucking BS, it all up. It's BS, like a game of BS. Uno and you just don't shuffle the deck. If it's the same old shit, I'm going to blow a gasket. And I'm going to show my kids exactly what it means to be loud. Like, I'm going to be that guy on the corner with like, this isn't working, get the fuck out. I don't want you in the White House.
Like, oh, you already got the rhyme.
I didn't have it until just now.
On the spot.
Hydrated, kids. Stay hydrated. We're obviously voting Trump. We get that. But I saw the coolest fucking thing, and I'm going to leave, like I said, I'm going to leave off with this. Modern day X-Men. Trump is Charles Xavier. Watch this. So he had like a full breakdown to, this is Trump's X-Men. If you look at the thumbnail here, look. You will see that Vivek Ramaswamy is Cyclops. Elon Musk is Wolverine, you know.
I think Elon Musk is Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, Iron Man, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the funniest and correct idea. It is so funny because you've got all these characters that are playing real-life superheroes. Like, they're really fighting for something in a political sense that is... It's really an uphill battle. Democrats have secured 12 out of the last 16 years of the White House. Technically, I think it's 20 out of the last 26, something like that, 20 out of the last 28, whatever it is. They've had a majority of the White House in the last 25 years.
I was going down the rabbit hole of how California's stuck blue because of some Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Reagan. But they've had control for a long time. And in no time have the people been really lifted up and under any of those people, whether it's Barack. They sure we got a newer version of Medicare slash...
That's garbage.
I understand, but they defend it. They defend it. Let's give it to the people. It was good for them. If you love it so much, it's good for you. They know no better.
I mean, I worked
forgive them for they not know their own faults.
I worked front hand, front lines with the people who got into the Obamacare plans. Those were the worst. And
forgive them for they not know what they do.
At their big age, they fucking know, bro.
But they believe that something was done for them. I'm saying, hey, I wasn't a big boy when Clinton was in office. I only knew what Monica Lewinsky did because my brothers talked about it. That's it. So I knew Bill Clinton was like the coolest in the White House because he was like...
I think my family did it.
Being a man, cheating on his wife.
Oh my God. My family must have done me a disservice because I'm only a year older than you and I remember seeing that on the news as it was occurring.
Yeah, I didn't really watch the news as a kid unless my mom sat me down and was like, you need to see this. 9/11.
Okay,
thanks, Mom.
Time you should have been, what, sixth grade?
Yeah, I was sat down in the early mornings in California because it was early. We were taken out of bed and forced to watch it. It was right at getting ready for school time, 7 a.m.
Okay, I'm like, what were you still doing in bed? Because I remember...
Like, so there was, hey, let's go get breakfast or whatever, like handle shit, get ready for... No, sit the fuck down, watch this. That's what happened. Yeah. Like, just sit down and shut up. Watch.
I remember that morning like it was yesterday.
Everyone thought it's an act of war, and it was. I get it. Cool. We just didn't realize how an act of war it was, foreign and domestic.
Yeah, we were still children.
Yeah. But if modern day superheroes are the people that are standing up against what they believe to be tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best way to categorize these people, like modern day superheroes. So Jordan Peterson breaks down over an hour long video how these people are like putting themselves on the line, like these
puts
superheroes.
Them on the lines of those characters and how.
And the bad things that have happened because of it. Mm-hmm. Like Tulsi Gabbard, I can't believe she switched parties. Like, that's crazy. She's been a lifelong Democrat.
Well, it's the same thing for J.D. Vance, isn't it? He was not for Trump at all the last
time. Yeah, he was like, Trump basically compared him to Hitler, too. But I don't know how he kissed ass all the way to the top. I kind of like him now.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay, you know, he talks shit about Trump. He talks shit about a lot of other people in the Senate and things. I didn't really have any love for J.D. Vance. And then I was like, you know what? I've never actually listened to his story. He has a very similar story to my story, except yeah. I got on drugs. He went into politics. I'm doing right now. He's doing right now. He just did Rogan, another 3 hours. They took a bathroom break in an hour and a half. Great conversation. Better than the Theo Vaughn conversation.
I still need to see Rogan and Vance. I haven't watched that one yet.
You watch Shannon Sharp and Kamala Harris. Tell me, for our listeners, so they don't have to listen to it, what is that podcast like?
A waste of time. Honestly, I got through probably 80% of it. I did not finish it to completion.
Like most of Kamala Harris's boyfriends or husbands?
Whatever.
Say.
So,
call her daddy.
It got kind of annoying. Like, kudos to Shannon Sharp for getting his bag, though, but it seriously, every 2 minutes was an ad. It was either YouTube jumping in and throwing me an ad or Shannon Sharp pausing to
promote. He sets those ad limits. So.
Right. It was really every 2 minutes, and the whole video itself is only an hour long. I think it's 58 minutes.
So roughly 30, probably 20 to 30 ads. Right. Easily. Yeah. But Ops 6 was also on Rogan's. He did a Black Ops 6 endorsement.
Yeah.
He won't do a Trump endorsement, but he'll get that bag for Black Ops 6. Because they just came out and they make $150 million on launch day, another $200 million over the first 30 days. They make about $1 billion a year. It's a big business.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was pretty typical. Like, the first 15 minutes, I would say, was just BS, like, oh, tell me how you start your day. What time do you get up? Are you working out? Like, what do you eat for breakfast? How long are you working? So she, you know, I guess she has a spinach omelet for breakfast. She works 14 hours a day. A bunch of crap. And he asked her, one of his first real questions is, what was she going to do for the economy? And again, it was just a non-answer. She told us about how her mother was, you know, a single mother, and she grew up whatever. And
I wonder what would happen if we asked her mother.
Yeah, at this point, I feel like I've heard more about what Kamala Harris's mother did than I've heard about what Kamala Harris is going to do.
Yeah, so let's ask her mother. Is she alive?
Probably
not, but I'm just saying, if we dug her up, performed a little voodoo, never know. I think we'd get a better answer.
I haven't seen Kamala Harris' family at a rally, though.
That's true. Yeah. We've seen Megan Thee Stallion's mother and Beyonce's mother.
You know what little tea crumpets I did find out, though? Kamala Harris's husband, some 20-odd years ago, had a baby with the nanny and paid her to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we understand Doug is a bit of a man whore. Also, their woman came out and accused him of slapping her in the face.
Yeah, blew my hair back. Clutched my pearls.
Blew a lot more back, I'm just saying.
There's a lot
that Doug, Mr. Whatever. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff about Kamala, and I want to give her a chance. She says she's parents to Doug's children, that she's raised the children.
Does she have none biologically?
No. No, just his. I need to know, and if anyone can send this to the Harris campaign, I am dying to know what it's like to raise a 15-year-old fucking child and call it your own. What insights, what have you given that child?
Tricks.
What have you poured into that child's development? I need to know, because I'm at a absolute fucking mental roadblock at the idea that you put two shits or any Skittles into that pack. whatsoever. Like, hey, come on, mama. Can you run to the store and get me some food? That's about it. That what conversation did you have with your mom at 15? What conversation of substance that you didn't already learn from her? Was there a breakup? A little advice? A little spice?
I'm not a great person to ask that question.
That's right. Most, I would say, teenage girls aren't going to be learning the most. Like most teenage boys, we didn't learn the most as teenagers.
Yeah, you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah. It wasn't the most informative as teenagers. We are going and putting all the information that you gave us as parents from 6 when we stopped licking our own boogers to 12. And then 13 is questions. 14 is let me implement and get feedback. 15 is like,
asked the questions and I just said my own answer. Dad.
I don't want nothing. You can't tell me I'm a man. I don't want nothing. And it's like, oh, you want to fight? I would fight you, but my arms are sore from flexing the last 15 minutes. Like, that's how dumb of a kid I was. Absolutely. And then 16 was like, cut my life into pieces. It just wasn't me sure. Yeah. I was emo. Then 17 was like, I'm going to go fight for, you know, God and country. 18, marriage. 19, 20, 21 drugs. Life. Smack, 24, business. 34, yesterday, baby. I made it. I'm alive. We made it. Come on. I thought I'd be dead a long time ago.
None of us in this generation thought we would be this old.
Yeah, except I am here celebrating it loud and proud that I am 34 years old and I fucking made it. I know a lot of people that hadn't.
Yeah. Most of us didn't think we'd see our 20s. 25 was never going to happen.
I said 25 or 50. So I got 16 more good years. 50, I'm going to reevaluate life and go, okay, is it a Maserati? Is it an RV? Or is it a bullet? I don't know.
Or are we back to living in fucking caves?
Nuclear warfare is like just around the corner and up the street a little bit. No, it's at your front fucking door. Well, we appreciate everyone viewing, watching, subscribing. Anything you would like to tell the viewers?
Nope. Best of luck. We're going down either way, guys. Buckle up.
Buckle up for safety, motherfucker, and vote. Vote hard. Vote fast. And tell everyone to go out and vote, whether it's your, you know, very slow grandmother to your very, very politically charged and motivated cousin. Just get them there. That doesn't matter if it's a vote for your side or their side. Some crazy shit is going on. Make sure everyone gets a chance. It's their right as Americans to vote. And we'll see you after Election Day. Bye.
Life can be super happy. Life can be super sad. I'm trying super hard to separate the good and bad. I go back to my future just to get to my past. But knowing me, my DeLorean will probably